Welcome to CrossFit Jeopardy, everyone, presented by Get With The Programming, sponsored by Bubs Naturals. Get 20% off everything as you guys shop. Welcome to the very first episode of CrossFit Jeopardy. It's been a long time coming. A lot of work has gone into it. Thank you guys for being here for the show. You will be able to play along as we navigate through this. Top left to right is our guest for today. We have Mr. John Young, who I got exclusive audio of him finishing his 100 bar facing burpees at the 4 minute and 59 second mark. And this is what he had to say afterwards.
That is right, I did it. That's another five. Are you kidding me? That's right. Who do you think you are? I am.
Yep, that's pretty much how we all felt afterwards. And then in the middle there, we have Mr. Bill Grundler.
Wolverine.
And last but not least, top right, we have Taylor Self himself.
All you gotta do is say earmuffs to him. Earmuffs. And they can say, fuck, shit, bitch, whatever you want. God, balls. Okay, I'm just proving a point. You don't have to celebrate it, Frank.
And you have me as your host for the day. I decided to dress up for the show. Just show up, as everybody did today. And obviously, last but not least, I want to thank Mr. Barkley Dale.
Don't forget, I'm half human, so that 50% of me that's stupid, that's 100% you.
Your math is blowing my mind.
And we are going to start off with Jeopardy. The rules, we'll let you guys all know, will go as follows. To buzz in for the show, we're going with moose antlers today. So hands must be on the table or your lap, since Taylor, you are in a chair, or at least on the armrests. Armrest, John, this is so I say you can eat a bowl of cereal while you do this. And to buzz in, first person with antlers will get their first crack at answering one of the 30 questions we have on the board today. Five categories, five increasing value questions.
Chase, come on.
25, sorry, math. What did I say, 30? Yeah. I told you guys, I had too much coffee this morning. I was super excited, but yes, that is it. Oh, Mr. Colton Mertens.
Wait, hey, where are your hands, John? Lean back in your chair. Lean back.
There you go. Yeah, back. I like it. I like it. Mr. Colton Mertens, I'm covered in poo watching a pig barn, but I've been looking forward to this all day. Let's go, boys. Hell yeah, bro. Welcome to the show. Covered in pig shit and just ready to play Jeopardy. I like it. Now, those of you guys that are watching, you can play along. Those of you guys playing, I'm talking to you three gentlemen right here. You must turn the comment section off.
Oh, fuck.
I know you. I know you guys like to look, and you know, John wants to see who's talking about me. You know, I did a 100 bar facing burpees. I made more money than anybody did in the company.
Real quick. Turn them off. How do you do that? Is it it's not leave, right?
No, don't leave. There should be like a private option or a X mark.
Well, I don't see an X.
I don't see an X either.
All right, well then just don't look at the comments. Come on.
Okay. I'm full focus mode. I
feel like the answers are going to come out faster than the comments are.
Well, we'll see. I'll again let you guys know is that we do have special sound effects for the show. Why? Because why not? I like to put sound effects in here. If you're unfamiliar how Jeopardy works, this is how it's going to go. If you are in charge of the board, the only thing you have in your power is the ability to pick the category and the question value that you would like. Once the question is asked, or before I even finish asking the question, you may buzz in. First person with the antlers is your buzzer, and you will have an opportunity to ask or answer the questions in a specific time frame, which is 10 seconds. If you get the question wrong, you will lose the value of that question. If you get it right, you will get the value of that question. In the event you get it wrong, the other two players will have an opportunity to answer the question. So it doesn't always pay to be first. If you get it wrong, you help your contestants by eliminating a potentially wrong answer in the process. I realize I'm going to start. I'm already sweating. The jacket was a terrible idea.
Okay. Okay, let's bang.
All right, Barkley, we'll be running the back end. Thank you, sir. I will put myself at the top as the host. Now let's get into Jeopardy. Categories for tonight is That's Ooh. Odd Objects, Open Workouts,
Ooh.
Get on My Level One, One Hit Wonders, and Girls at the Games. Now, not only are we playing for, obviously, bragging rights and trash-talking rights, and see who really is the most senior analyst of the group that John boldly claimed after his 100-bar-facing burpees yesterday, but the winner will also receive a... Bubs Bundle from Bubs Naturals. Bubs Naturals has been a partner with us for a very long time. We have a 20% off code that has been in effect at all times. If you guys scan that code on your screen, that takes you to a custom website where you just got to put stuff in your shopping cart and you will get 20% off. If you want to save it for later, just use the code GWTP. That's it, GWTP, and that'll get you 20% off everything in the store for Bubs Naturals. But if you win today, you get all of that on your screen. That is a Bubs pack. You get coffee, you get creamer, you get peptides, apple cider vinegar gummies, the hydration, and a mixing wand that makes everything go down easy in the morning. So thank you, Bubs, for being a sponsor of CrossFit Jeopardy. Now, let's get to the board. Your board. Everyone's at $0. Categories at the top, dollar values at the bottom. The questions will get more difficult as the dollar value goes up. Now, seeing as how John had such a great a great showing yesterday, I'm going to let you start the show. Now, before we begin, your answer must be in the form of a question. What is this? Where are these? Who is that? So on and so forth. So let's just do a little trial run. All right, everybody get your hands ready. Practice run. This person was in charge of programming the CrossFit Games from 2007 to 2021. Bill.
Who
I
is?
I was so before Bill.
No, you weren't.
Shut
no,
up.
No, not even close.
Who's I'm a lag man.
Well... Then blame your internet, bro. Hey,
you got your $500 and you got a lag, so suck it.
I'm sorry, Bill. What was the answer?
Who is Dave Castro?
Ding. That is correct. If you were to answer...
What if I said, who is Tony Budding?
Sorry, that is not correct. That is correct.
And then Beard Taylor can put antlers up.
Correct? Exactly. So hands at the ready. Hands at the ready. And I will say this, is that there is a daily double on the board somewhere... Somewhere around here, there is a daily double. I don't know if you guys know how daily doubles work, but it'll say it's a daily double. And before you get the question read to you, you must wager money that you have. If you would like, if not, you get the value of the question. Barkley, is that correct? You can wager as much as you'd like.
Daily double?
For the daily double?
You have to wager, I mean, some dollar amount. So
yeah.
If you don't say anything, sure, we can make it. The
$2. Price. $2. Yeah. Don't make it two. Come on. Don't make him do that math, guys.
$1.
$1. All right. Thank you, Barkley. All right, John, you are in control of the board.
All right. Girls at the Games, 1,000.
Girls Jesus at the Games, Christ. 1,000.
You dumbass.
The 2012 CrossFit Games. John.
You're
Elizabeth, Fran, Isabel. What is
what's wrong? He didn't answer his
question. Sorry. That is incorrect. You must answer in the form of a question.
I said, what is Elizabeth, Fran?
Not on your first one.
You didn't say what is.
Waiting for the other two contestants have an opportunity to steal.
All right. This,
Taylor.
What is Elizabeth Isabel Fran?
John Young. Costly mistake.
That is retarded right
there. Dude, I literally told you what the rules were before the game started.
Dude, all good, bro.
Yeah, listen. Rules are rules, John. Rules are rules. By the way, I think some of you guys thought that you had to let John answer the question. That is not the case. As soon as the question is asked, everyone has an opportunity to answer the question.
Yeah, I was a little bit, I thought there was a question to that. It just said 2 hours. It took me a long time.
Do you not know how this, I read you the answer. You tell me the question.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be like, what are the girls at the CrossFit Games 2012 CrossFit game? It just took me a little bit to register.
I realized that. Yeah.
Okay. Real quick. When you said we all have the chance to answer, I heard the ding. So we wouldn't answer.
No.
You heard the ding when John did this weird thing. Hold on. We're through the round. I made $1,000. We'll start with that. Sorry, John. John did this weird thing when the question was read. I think I was a little confused with John. I was like, is the question what girl workouts for the 2012 CrossFit Games? Obviously, I get that now. That was the question. John did this. He was like,
I don't know about that. Yeah, I don't know if I saw that.
And then John had that when John did that, it was his turn to answer. And when he got it wrong, then it was both of our turns.
Wait, when I got it correct.
You got it wrong.
You said what I said.
Wrong.
Okay. No, you get it wrong if you don't answer in the form. The peanut gallery does not agree with you, John.
Rookie move, brother.
Yes.
Okay, but I thought that was two, John. That's why we didn't jump in.
And that's why I said at the beginning of the show that is not the case.
If I lose within 1,000.
I control the board. Shut up, John.
I feel like this is teaching a group class again. Just my athletes just don't listen to anything I say.
Go ahead, Taylor.
All right, Taylor.
Go to the bathroom during the warm-up.
Taylor has $1,000. You, sir, are control of the board.
Get on my level one for $400.
Get on my level one for $400. This term is defined as the time rate of, Taylor self.
Time rate of doing work I haven't answered is, what is work capacity? Fuck.
John.
Cycle rate.
Oh.
Bill. Are you answering or not answering?
I'll answer it.
Okay.
What is intensity?
Close. The term is power.
Oh, geez. But power is work capacity.
No, it is not.
All right, you're right.
Power
is force times distance over time.
Yes.
Golly.
Easy. Come on.
Sheesh.
Come on. This is in the level one. It was written out just like that, and I just put it in the question. All right, John, at a negative 1,400.
Oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. $1,000 right.
Let's go. Dumb.
You must answer in the form of a question.
Y'all have rigged
this. This is crazy.
We got work to do. All right. I believe Taylor is still in control of the board since there were no winners in the last one. Taylor.
Okay. Get on my level one for 600.
Get on my level one for 600. Blank blanks defining characteristic is their John. Oh, Taylor.
What is work capacity?
Love that work capacity.
Fuck.
Is their ability to move large loads long distances quickly? I didn't know work capacity had that ability, but it's good to know.
I just lost all my money.
The answer is
fitness.
Easy. Barkley, what do I do? What are functional movements? The defining characteristic of a functional movement is their ability to move large loads long distances quickly.
Wow.
Sucks now, doesn't it? You should have.
Yeah, I suck.
Yeah, that was
rough. Oh, good, dude. I'm still winning.
All right. Taylor is winning with $0. Bill's at negative 400 and John is has a negative 1400.
So I should be at 600.
I'll let you know that you're doing worse than Tyler did yesterday already.
He got a question right.
Well, he just didn't get as many high point ones wrong as you. Hey, all right,
Matt
Taylor.
Burns, suck my tank.
Taylor, you are in control of the board.
I'm about to get hard headed. Get on my level one for 800.
Okay, skip that too. Who needs dollars? This is the only piece of equipment that is taught Taylor.
What is a GHD, glute ham developer?
Correct.
Nice call. God, nice damn. Job.
What is the GHD?
Okay.
Taylor, $800, your leader. You still have control of the board.
Get on my level one for 1,000.
Get on my level one for 1,000. Oh, I didn't add the second word to this, but I know the answer. Blank blank is a change in the body that affects you either... Taylor. Bill.
Is it, whoa.
Neuroendocrine response.
You only get 5 seconds.
Wait. He didn't.
What is a neuroendocrine response?
Oh, no. John Young. John Young.
What is a neuroendocrine response?
John Young gets the points back. Hey, we got to distribute it evenly. What is neuroendocrine response? Adaptation would have also been acceptable.
I said that when it came out of my mother.
Bill and John have swapped points.
I'm still in the lead, though.
Remember, as excited as you guys get,
answer, Taylor.
As excited as you guys get, you must answer in the form of a question.
Bill gave you the answer, John.
There, you're welcome.
That is fair.
Quit your bitching now.
All's even, except for the scores, clearly. Everybody's at -200 or negative dollars, so this is going great.
This is savage. It's
fantastic. Let's see. John, you are in control of the board.
Girls at the games, 800.
Girls at the games for 800. 2009. Taylor.
I just lost 1,000 points. I don't know.
Oh, gosh. I have to, like, think of everything.
Oh,
Nope, you're out.
Fuck.
John Young. Oops, sorry.
Who is Mary?
Damn. Yep.
Correct.
Oh, I didn't know if there was another one or not.
Who is Mary?
I was like, is there two of them?
Who is Mary?
Amanda 45 was 2017. And
Amanda 45 is not a girl benchmark workouts. Right. These are girl workouts in their purest benchmark form. John Young, the only one in the money with 400. You are in control of the board.
Open workouts for 1,000.
Open workouts for 1,000. So open workout involved a couplet of snatches and bar facing burpees with a 3-minute rest, followed by a couplet of bar Taylor self.
What is 19.4?
Dang.
What is 19.4?
You got so quick.
$1,000 to Taylor. Taylor is now in second place with $0. You are in control of the board.
I'm not ever doing one-hit wonders because it's going to be people. I don't know. There are some that I know really well, but
Let me say it. One hit wonders are movements that have been programmed at the CrossFit Games once and only once, but you must answer the year of when it was programmed and what the event name was.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit, dude.
Missed me with that.
Wow.
Oh, man. I got lucky with 19.4. I like that workout a lot. I will go with That's Odd Objects for 600.
That's Odd Objects for 600. This object can travel further with the least amount of effort than any object in CrossFit Games history if you know how to use it.
The freak.
Taylor Self.
What is a kayak? No way is there something easier to move than a kayak, dude.
Bill Grundler.
What is the paddleboard?
I said ease. Easy. Easy. John Young?
Oh, fuck.
Stop looking at the comments, Taylor.
Dude,
I looked at the comments because you said
you can't that. Have the...
All right.
No, I'm not going to answer it. I'm not going to answer it because you said
what
that.
Is a softball? The hint was if you knew how to use it with the least amount of effort, it goes the furthest. I don't know if
don't,
you think
I
throwing
think came, I
a softball is harder than a paddleboard.
You're 100% right. 100% right.
It's a good one, wasn't it?
Did you see Dan Bailey on the paddleboard?
I said if you know how to use it.
That was a great one. That was a great one.
Thank you.
Damn. Dude.
All right. Everybody is in negative, but John... Sometimes it's better just to not answer the question. Argue right, bike, Augustus, that is the most retarded one you could have picked if you've seen anybody ride a bike
have,
at the game.
Do I have control of the board still?
No. Oh, yeah, you do.
Taylor.
Okay.
You are in control of the board.
Damn, dude. I've got to get in the positive. What? That's Odd Objects 1000.
Odd Objects 1000. This object was the lightest of its kind ever used, yet stopped everybody in its tracks.
The lightest of its kind?
The lightest of its kind ever used, yet stopped the majority of the field. John Young.
What is a sled in 2019?
You need more specific.
Sled push.
Last chance. Bill.
What is the Fat Bob?
Lightest. Lightest of its kind. Jesus. All right. The sprint sled. The sprint sled.
I gave the event that it was in.
That was in 2014, homie.
Yeah, with the little angle and the...
And it wasn't called the sprint sled.
Maddox didn't move it very slow. It's...
The majority of the field. Use your brain. Don't get mad because you're not being smart right now.
So I'm still in control.
Bill, killing it. Just negative 3,000.
I think I would disagree with that answer. Then.
Well, then you would be wrong, just like you were in that question.
I'm still.
That's all right, John. You can't be more wrong than me, dude.
John, JR got that in 5 seconds. So, you know, I've already tested these questions.
That's Odd Objects 800.
These two objects combine to be the crux of one of the most unique events ever programmed at the CrossFit Games, so much so that one of them will never see the light of day again. Taylor.
The sledgehammer and the assault banger.
John Young.
What is the sledgehammer?
Fuck
and a
you.
Slumbanger?
Oh, thank God. Dude, I was about to lose it if John
These,
got that.
Read the question. Bill.
What is the sledgehammer and the spike?
Fuck my balls. I knew it was one of those.
What are the sledgehammer and stake? God. Used at the 2009 CrossFit Games, there was a 3 rounds of rowing and a stake in the ground with a sledgehammer and stake, and those stakes are still in the ground today and will never be brought up again.
Halpin, shut the fuck up. All right, I'm good. Sorry.
Bill.
Dude, we are all killing it. Right?
Needed. The winner of Jeopardy.
We need to be better as a team.
Here's the thing. If you guys don't get in the positive, we might not be able to have Final Jeopardy at all. You got to have money for Final Jeopardy. All right. Bill.
Bad questions, Chase.
Not, I hate you, Mike Halpin. Don't say that you love me.
These are good questions.
Thank you.
I think all of us got tripped up by the
These are amazing.
Thing,
this is so much fun. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Bill, you are in control of the board.
That's Odd Objects 400.
That's Odd Objects 400. Once you set the resistance levels, this object goes the same speed on any surface. Bill.
What is the torque tank?
Damn.
What is the torque tank? 3 levels, and their claim to fame is that it can go the same speed on any surface no matter what. Bill, you are in control of the board.
One hit wonders for 200.
Oh,
one hit wonders for 200. Now, again, these are movements or objects used only once at the CrossFit Games and never used again. You must guess the year and the name of the event. Press to handstand. Taylor.
What is the... I'm going to give the year of the games first. What is the... 2022 CrossFit Games, and it was speed skill. It was speed skill medley.
Nice.
2022 skill speed medley, we will accept. We will accept.
Yeah, fuck you, John. We're accepting.
Taylor, you are in control of the board.
Oh, my adrenaline
That's
is through
the roof.
Dude, my cortisol levels. A 10-hour day of training has never done this to my stress. Open workouts for 800.
Open workouts for 800. So open workout was a stopgate couplet of overhead squats and chest to bar pull-ups, adding 2 reps every 2 rounds, but you still John Young.
What is 14.2?
Correct. John Young, with the least amount of money lost, you are in control of the board.
One hit wonders for 1,000.
One hit wonders for 1,000. Last 1,000 coming off the board.
You can tell John doesn't know.
Jerry Cans. Taylor.
What is the 2021 CrossFit Games and the event was the Capitol? Those were called Jerry Cans, bro.
They were called Jerry Bags.
No.
Oh,
John Young.
Take him out of way. Take him out of way.
Bill Grunler.
What is the 2011 Games, the skills test?
Dude, look up the Capitol. They called them Jerry.
Yeah, Cannon. I'm with Taylor on that. But it was 2022. But it was 2022.
Yeah, you got the year wrong anyway. So
thank you very much. I take that, Chase. Thank you very much.
But he's absolutely That's what I thought. I was gonna say 2022. So I'm glad I took that. Those are Jerry cans.
Jerry bags
for sure.
Jerry bags.
Go look at where they are in Rogue.
But they call. All right.
They called it Jerry cans.
But they're not Jerry cans.
Maybe you called it Jerry cans. Can we find a clip? I bet you say it.
I bet
you say it, Chase.
I bet he does.
All right, Bill, you're in control of the board.
Oh, it's mine, huh?
Website says Jerry bags carry.
Shut up, Wad Zombie. They changed it.
Wad Zombie. Bill, sorry, what?
One hit wonders, 800.
One hit wonders for 800. Burpee ring muscle ups. Oh, John Young.
2012. What is 2012 and then the chipper?
Correct.
Damn, dude.
Yes, Matt Chan for the win.
Wow.
Him and Rich Froning. I was trying to think of the year. Like, they all blend together.
All right. John Young, you are in charge of the board.
I'm going to have to go on a tear here.
Let's see.
20. Girls at the Games, 600.
Hang on a second. This is just for everybody. Fuck both of you guys.
It says Jerry bag. 100%
hey,
I don't
hey,
care what
I'm
you think they did,
the
Taylor.
I'm going to go watch
it.
The
says
Capitol.
Jerry bag right here.
And if you say Jerry can't on air one time,
that just means he missed it.
Yeah, that just means I said it wrong. I lost 600 points on a worldwide broadcast. So, in the words of Taylor, both of you guys just sit on it because you're both wrong.
Alex,
do I say sit on it?
No, I would say like eat a dick.
Suck my dick. Yeah. He wouldn't say sit on it.
Bag of dicks coming both of your directions. You don't get a Bubs bundle. You need to get a Bubs bag of dicks bag for of being dicks. A bunch of assholes on the show. All right, John, you are in control. Oh, John's in the positive. Look at that.
600.
I'm sorry. What is it?
Girls at the Games, 600.
Girls at the Games for 600. This is the 2012 CrossFit Regionals.
Oh, man, dude.
Oh, I don't know it, so it's a bad question. Bill Grunler.
At the Games.
What is Diane?
You should know, because Bill Grunler at Regionals actually beat Rich Froning in Diane.
Well, now.
Say girls at Regionals.
Shut the fuck up, John. What is Diane? Bill, you're in control of the board.
One hit wonders for 600.
One hit wonders for 600. And we have our first daily double. You can wager the money that you have that you will get it right. However, you will not know the question until you do. Barkley, is that correct?
Good luck, Bill. That is correct.
Bill has negative $200. He gets $1,000 maximum to wager.
Ooh.
So, Bill, you can get to positive $800 if you wager all of it, which I would assume you do.
Have you seen how I've been playing so far?
You just got the last one.
I think he's going to wager $200.
I'm going to wager $200.
Answer the question, then we can get to the wagers. Or sorry.
No, you have to wager before you see the question. And the question is only for Bill.
$200.
Oh, fuck.
That's how it works. He's wagering. You're not. All right, 200?
Yeah.
All right, Barkley, you got it? He's wagering 200. Hybrid legless and leg rope climbs. One-hit wonders at the CrossFit Games.
What is 2023 Alpaca 2?
Barkley, can the other guys guess now? Or is it just that? Oh, that's it. Sorry, Bill.
What was the answer?
The answer was the 2016 Climbing Snail. The first and only time the half ropes were used.
Short rope.
Short rope. Short rope. Not legless, not seated. Legless leg. You could use
They were only used one other time in competition by the CrossFit Games, correct? 2018 regionals?
Regionals, correct. That is correct. Ah. All right, Bill, you are still in control of the board. We have eight
smart wager, Bill.
Categories left.
Thank you, sir. Get on my level one, 200.
Get on my level one for 200. The CrossFit training methodology confidently states it prepares you for this. Taylor.
What is life?
Fuck.
I fucking
Bill. Quit.
What is anything?
John?
Fuck.
No?
He doesn't have his level one. Can I say
prepares
it?
You, yes, Taylor.
It's the unknown and unknowable.
Good grief. You guys are embarrassing me, right? I thought this was gonna be the easiest category. Lord help.
They do say that in the level one.
It's literally right there on the board. Taylor again. It's the first thing we say in the first lecture.
I'm an unstable block of plastic explosives.
All right, Bill, you are still in control of the board with negative $600.
God damn.
Taylor, you're killing it. It's great.
Open workout, 600.
Open workouts for 600. The open workout was a couplet of ascending rep scheme of clean and jerks and toes to bar in 7 minutes.
I'm fucked.
Bill.
What is 13.4?
Correct. What is 13.4? At CrossFit TNT, where they put Pukey on the floor, is Chris Spieler versus Graham Holmberg. Bill is in the positive with $0.
You can't take your shirt off at Graham Holberg's gym, apparently.
Yeah, that's true. That was a long time ago, though.
That's true.
All right, six categories left. Not a lot of money left on the board for Taylor to get to zero, so he may miss out on Final Jeopardy. But
open workouts for 400.
Open workouts for 400. This open workout is a triplet of rowing, muscle-ups, and wall ball shots done in any way, John.
What is
20.5? Correct.
Dumbest workout ever.
Bill's favorite workout of all time. What is 20.5? John, you have control of the board.
Odd objects or one hit wonders for 400.
One hit wonders for 400. Toes to rings. Taylor.
What is 2019 and John's mom.
Fuck!
John Young.
What is 2019? And that would be Ringer 1.
Correct. Correct.
Nice job.
John Young, $1,000. You are in control of the board. $1,000 still left on the table for everyone, too.
Girls at the Games for 400.
Girls at the Games for 400. This is the 2013 CrossFit Regional.
Not the Games, Chase.
That's as clever as I could get, John. 2013 CrossFit Regionals. Bill Grundler.
What is Jackie?
Correct. 1,000-meter row, 50
Bill's
thrusters.
Bill's going to rip up regionals. Any regional thing, he's going to rip it up. All right.
I got to change my little title on my square to King of Dicks.
Bill Grundler, you have $400.
Girls at the Games for 200.
Girls at the Games for 200. The year was 2010. CrossFit Games.
Oh, fuck.
John Young.
What is a version of Helen and Amanda?
Sorry, I just wanted to do that. You suck.
2010 CrossFit Games. Girl benchmark workout. Taylor Self.
What is Grace?
Bill?
You got nothing to lose now.
What is Amanda?
I said that.
You said there's, Helen.
There's
and Amanda.
Helen.
There's only one. John. John, shut your mouth and listen.
Double Helen.
Double Helen is not a benchmark workout for girls. It is a made-up CrossFit Games workout, just like Nasty Girls 2.0 and Naughty Nancy. Learn the answers before you open your mouth. The only girl benchmark workout in 2010 was Amanda.
Check this out, though.
That's it. You answered with two, let alone being wrong for both.
How am I wrong for both of them?
JR was wrong.
You can't answer with two. You can only answer with one.
I would have said that this was a hero workout, not a girl's workout.
Well, it's not. It's a girl benchmark.
But I like the workout. That was a good call.
Thank you. Jesus, John.
I think but you say the answer.
I'm wrong. I want to make up my own rules so I don't look stupid on the show.
How am I wrong that a version of Helen and Amanda is not in that?
John, just accept it.
John.
You can't look dumber than me. Stop arguing. I look fucking retarded.
I told you verbatim, these are the classic benchmark versions of the girl workout. Pyramid Helen is a made-up workout. Not a benchmark workout. You're still in control of the board.
Open
no,
workout.
JR, you were wrong.
200.
Which one? Open workouts?
Yeah.
Open workouts for 200. This open workout is an ascending weight scheme of snatches for 10 minutes. Taylor Self.
What is 13.1?
John Young.
What is 12.2?
Correct. It was only snatches in 12.2, where 13.1 mixed in 12.1, which was the 7 minutes of burpees. Last category, John.
Odd objects, 200.
Odd objects for 200. Making its debut in 2009, these objects have been used at every weight and every way possible at the CrossFit Games. Taylor Self.
What is a sandbag? Wow.
Correct.
And on the dub. And on the dub. Let's fucking go.
There's double Jeopardy, too.
Yeah,
all right.
That, bro.
We already used double Jeopardy. All right, going into Final Jeopardy.
Oh.
John.
Wait, final or double Jeopardy?
You already had a double Jeopardy. It's like a random thing on the screen. Bill got it.
I got it.
John has $1,000. Oh, Bill has $400. Yes, Bert,
just
every
let me
way
play
possible.
Just for shits and gigs.
Tyler, yeah, I'll let you play. All right, moving on to Final Jeopardy. All right, here's how it works. You will get the question. You will get a minute to write the answer down. So if anybody has a piece of paper or you put it on your cell phone, whichever you'd like. You must have the answer and the amount of money you would like to wager for that answer. Barclay, is that correct? I got that right.
So we write it down and then what?
You have to write down your answer until I say, everyone will get the answer at the end of the minute.
Okay.
Okay. You'll have a minute to write down your answer and the amount of money you would like to wager.
I wager everything.
Okay. So Taylor's shooting for -$6,000. Because somehow if you win both, you get both. Now let me get everybody set up here. Let's see. All right. All right, is everybody ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The category is Years at the Games. Years at the Games. The question is, the pig has been programmed at the CrossFit Games 5 times for individuals. What years was it programmed? You have 1 minute. 5 times at the CrossFit Games. We've had pig flips specifically. What years were they programmed? Please write in the form of a number. And no made-up girl benchmark workouts are allowed, John, for this question. ...20 seconds. John, I also like the guy arguing benchmark workouts thought the Open started in 2010. That was also a fun thing to watch. 10 seconds. All right. We'll go across the board here. Again, the question is, the pig has been programmed 5 times at the CrossFit Games. What years were they programmed? We'll go in order. Barclay, what order do we go in? Like least to most?
Sure.
Fuck me.
All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody has their answer down, so it's not who answers first. It's just who's right. All right. Taylor Self.
I was one off. Do I just hold my thing up to the thing?
Yeah, wager, just read it.
All off. Of it.
All of it.
And then I got 2015, 2021, 2022, 2023, and the last one I fucked. I fucked the pooch. I picked 2012. It was 2013.
All right. Bill Grundler.
I only went 200 on that because I was not sure what it was going to be. So I had 2013, 2015, 16, 19, and 23.
Okay. John Young. Please read it.
Okay. I didn't bet anything, and I said 2013, 2015, 2021, 2022,
2023. John Young's dumb. The answer is John Young is absolutely correct. Correct. 2013, 2015, 2021, 2022, 2023. And it brings us to the end. And your winner is Mr. John Freakin' Young.
That is why I did it! Another 5! Are you kidding me? That's right! Who do you think you are? I am!
John Young, you're the winner of our very first CrossFit Jeopardy. That means you'll have to send me your address because you, sir, have won yourself a Bubs Natural Bundle. So a little slow clap for John Young. Congratulations on winning the first ever CrossFit Jeopardy game show.
Well Shut done. Up, Hiller.
Thank you, guys. It means a lot. I want to say I'm sorry for arguing about my answers.
Liar.
No, shut up, dude. Get a life.
I think if I knew how to answer the questions, the margin would be much bigger.
Fuck you.
But since I'm
sorry, let me put acceptance speech video quality. Right. Yes. Right, continue. Right, continue. Right.
I feel like I can be idiotic and smart at the same time, and that's what happened today. But good game, guys.
Yes. I believe that is actually defined as what autism is that, you know, in a certain areas you are poor, in others you are exceptional. And sometimes listening to the rules and understanding what a benchmark workout is could be one of them. But needless to say, John takes the first CrossFit Jeopardy. I just want to give a huge thanks to Barclay for assembling that entire board, the interactive, working the back end. And it takes a lot to pull this off. And obviously, I want to thank Bubs Naturals for being being a partner of the show, sponsoring CrossFit Jeopardy as we do this. Scan the QR code that takes us to our direct link where you guys can get your morning coffee, creamers, collagen protein, mix in all together in your coffee, apple cider vinegar gummies, and their new hydrates. It's called Hydrate or Die, which is, you know, that's not untrue. If you don't drink water, it usually doesn't work out at the end. But thank you guys for joining the show today. Thank you for jumping in the comments. We hope you guys enjoyed that. Congratulations again to John Young. Barclay, thank you so much. And Bill, Taylor, what do you have? You have King of Programming?
Don't pout, dude.
You know, did you put King of Programming as your name?
King of Artards, you should change it to, dude. King of I'm going to go jump off a bridge, dude.
Let's see. I think I have.
Shut up, dude.
King of. Let's see.
I didn't think you were going to mop the L1 category, though. I
got mopped by everything, dude. Now I know what it's like to get taken from behind without lube.
There you go. I switched it for you. I think. Let me know if you appreciate that name.
King of seated dicks.
King of seated
But Barclay, dicks. Barclay, like, I think it went awesome. I think everything worked awesome.
The questions were great. They were super cool.
Questions,
and Dude, the level one ones, you're right. It was, we hard. Talk all that stuff. They were exactly word for word what they should have been. You're right.
They were hard, which was good.
No, they were awesome.
Yeah.
I should have had a thousand points.
It was the right amount of like hard, but still gettable.
This was just the fuel I needed for next week, John Young. You can just relax. You got everything you got, dude. Next week, I'm dropping the...
Well, hey, listen, I want to thank you guys for joining the show. Thank you guys for watching, though. If you enjoyed this, tell your friends. We'll be back, and we'll probably do one of these shows every 1 or 2 weeks. We've got quarterfinals coming up next week, so we'll be back the week after. We'll do these on a Friday. We'll make sure we have a lot of fun. And,
John coming back? Does he get to...
So no, we might do
James Holsauer of Get With The Programming.
You stay on for the next show and you're like money transfers over. Is that the
somebody beats me?
Barkley, is that how it works? Is that reset?
He doesn't get to keep his money. He starts from zero.
Okay, you start from zero.
Earned money.
All right. Well, I guess the return champion will come on the next show. Someone you got to shake, John. So we got to think of two new people. I did hear if John talked too much shit that JR would put his name in the hat for the next show. So,
listen, dude, JR, I think JR would have beaten me today.
Yeah. So,
if I could answer the questions right, maybe not though.
Yeah. If you just answer the questions right and listen to the questions asked and gave the answers you were asked to give, everybody usually ends up doing pretty well if that's the case. But, again, thank you guys for so much, for joining the show, and we'll see you guys next time for CrossFit Jeopardy. Ooh, that is the wrong song. That'll get us kicked off YouTube. That'll get us kicked off YouTube. Enjoy our game show outro.